Right, Superman and his coal, yeah?
Superman and his coal. An offshoot. I said to Alice, what did Superman used to do with coal? She doesn't know, so what did he do?
Didn't he used to crush it in his hands and then use his heat vision and turn it into diamonds?
He used to make diamonds out of coal.
And what a wonderful job.
Now, what I meant to say here, Carlo, is that based in science some way? Can you do that?
Absolutely, why not? It's all carbon, isn't it? So,
So why don't they?
I suppose we haven't got that strength in our hands, have we?
No, not from that. Absolutely right, Carl. I mean, generally, Carl. Because diamonds are a lot of money, and my dad always had a thing that I always go, Dad, but I can never actually come up with an answer for it. When he says, why does Chanel cost so much? Why don't they just make a lot? And I was thinking, that's fair enough. They must know how to make it. Why don't they just make a lot of it, and then you know, the price will come down.
Then it wouldn't cost much. They wouldn't bother, would they?
Exactly.
The same as diamonds.
So it's exactly the same diamonds. Yeah, De Beers wouldn't be able to sort them all away, would they?
Man. You, Carlo, you know it. You said De Beers.
That's right.
That's exactly the absolute mop Zeus. It's the beers who are doing it. And so if there was a machine, and if anyone can tell us this right, if you had a load of coal, which I believe we now have, now we all use different fuels. What are you saying, Alice? So don't pour cold water on this one as well. Go on, what?
The reason why you can't do it is because the actual structure, the way the carbon crystal lattice of the carbon essence isn't actually inherent in coal. In other words, if you crushed it and made it all small together, it would become oil, which might be quite useful, but the energy it would take to get to turn a lump of coal into that liquid
wouldn't
be possessed by Superman.
But yet, when I started this, Carlo certainly said, yeah, you can make a diamond from coal.
You can't, because the thing is, what makes a diamond and not graphite is the fact it's got a specific arrangement of carbon atoms that are linked in a certain arrangement. That's why it makes it all so shiny, so all the light can shine in a certain way through it, because of the lattice.
No, I don't know. You see, I think leaving school at 14, right, and I'm not saying this is it, you know, because it's a great thing, and I do genuinely have regrets that I never did go to college and stuff, only because it just looks such fun half the time. But it also takes away your sense of wonder, doesn't it? I mean, here I'm 39, and up till now, I really thought you could squeeze a piece of coal, and now I know, oh, it's about these nights, you know, and that's really, when did you learn that, at what age?
I don't know, about 15.
I don't envy you one bit, my friend. I've had 24 years of wonderful ignorance that you can actually make a diamond. Carlo, what else did you want to tell us?
Actually, going back to all that last comment there, couldn't you just stir in a few extra atoms, a few extra carbon atoms, and then out comes a diamond?
No, but listen, Carlo, I believe they do that on QVC. It's called Diamondique. I've seen QVC when they're selling Diamondique.
Yeah, can't get enough of the slug.
You can't get enough of the QVC. And they say it's, they have now got so many qualifying words in their descriptions of the QVC jewellery. And anyone who hasn't got a satellite, you really did. I can't go to QVC, it's too big and now it's squirted a subject. But when they go in, Laurie, you know, don't you?
Yeah.
And they now have things that say semi-precious faux emerald diamondique gold finish platinum style ring. every single precious word is let down by an adjective, and it's the best. And I love the way that everything's faux this and faux that and faux that. And if it's faux,
like, no one knows that faux means fake.
Yeah, faux, one syllable off, knee. Faux knee diamond. That's what it means. That's where we get the words from. Faux knee diamond, faux knee sapphire. And I can't turn QVC off. Carlo, we never send people stuff, but could you hang on so long? We were so damn good there. Oh, there he goes. During the news, we have to have those channels open to get the news to people. And Carlo, do you know what he just said there? I'm afraid he said he was just about to give us the third secret of Fatima. And you kind of, you're working for the man, Zach.
Can you see that? He'll still be there.
No, listen.